the 25th day of the holy month of Bermuda. The martyrdom of Saint Sarah and her two sons. On this day, Saint Sarah and her two sons were martyred. She was from the city of Antioch, the wife of a man whose name was Socrates, one of the governors of Emperor Diocletian. This governor had denied Christ to please Diocletian, pretending before his wife that he did that because of his fear from the emperor. She had two sons, and she could not baptize them in Antioch because of her fear from the emperor and her husband. She took the two boys and sailed to Alexandria to baptize them there. God willed to reveal the greatness of her faith as a lesson to the generations to come. The Lord brought forth a great storm, and the ship was about to be wrecked, and everyone drowned. Sarah was afraid that her sons would be drowned without being baptized. She prayed a long prayer, and then she wounded her right breast, and took some of her own blood, and anointed them, and made the sign of the cross upon their foreheads and over their hearts. Then she dipped them into the sea three times, saying, "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." After that, the wind died down, and a great calm came upon the sea, and the ship continued sailing toward Alexandria. When she arrived, she took her sons and went to the church, and handed them to Pope Peter, the seal of the martyrs. The Pope baptized them, together with the other children of the city. When the Pope carried one of her sons to baptize him, the water suddenly became solid. The Pope went on baptizing other children, and the water was fine, and then came back to her sons, but the water froze again. The same thing occurred on the third attempt. The Pope was amazed and asked their mother about her story. She told him about all that had happened to her at sea and what she did for her sons. The Pope glorified God and said, "It is indeed one baptism." When Sarah returned to Antioch, her husband denounced what she had done. He related what had happened to the emperor, accusing his wife with adultery even. The emperor brought her and reproached her, saying, "Why did you go to Alexandria to commit adultery with the Christians?" Saint Sarah answered him, "Christians do not commit adultery, and we do not worship idols, and after this, do what you wish, for you will not hear another word from me." The emperor asked her, "Tell me, what did you do in Alexandria?" When she did not answer him, he ordered that her hands be tied behind her, and to place her two sons on her stomach, and to burn all three of them. She turned her face to the east and prayed, and she was burnt with her sons. All of them delivered up their pure souls, and they all received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. This day also marks the commemoration of Saint Paphnutha the Hermit and Theodore the Worshipper and the 100 martyrs who were martyred in Persia. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.